Well, I met Princess Diana in the Paula Carr Diabetes Centre, and it was when we were having the opening of the new centre. We were preparing for her attendance. She came down the corridor. We were all getting really nervous. We'd had our lessons beforehand about how to curtsy and what we had to say to her, and that it had to be ma'am rhyming with jam. So we were all getting prepared. She's walking up the corridor. And then as she's getting closer to me, I'm thinking, oh no, my mouth's really dry, start licking my lips, because I'm, you know, you're just obviously very nervous about what's going to happen and what you're going to say to her. So just at that time, she comes into my office and we shake hands. I do my curtsy and say, hello, ma'am, like I've been told to. And just at that particular moment, I'm there licking my lips as the photographer then takes the photograph. And so my picture that I've got to keep forever is me sticking my tongue out at Princess Diana. So that's my memory of her, which was quite funny. But yeah, I mean, we're just nervous. When we actually first saw her, it was how tall she was and how just down to earth she was as well, which was just so lovely, you know, for her really.
And did she put everyone in the room at ease?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, she was like just one of us. It was really nice.
And how would you describe her?
Oh, she's lovely, wasn't she? She was the people's princess, my favourite royal. So yeah, just really, really lovely. You know, it was just a really nice experience to actually be there so close to her after seeing her on telly and everything. So yeah, really privileged. She was lovely.